Hey, Happy New Year's, everybody. Welcome to our first call of 2018. I don't know about you guys, but I am ready to start working. It is time. You know, we've all taken our time off. It seems like the month of December, everyone kind of gets caught up in the hustle and bustle and relaxes a little bit on our priorities, which as it should be, you focus on family and other things. But now is the time to get it started again. And boy, what a great way to start it with this incredible challenge that we've got going. The DMX kit being discounted more than our associate cost is huge. People are asking all kinds of questions about it. The motivation behind just, I know my team alone, we're all motivated. We all met together tonight and we're excited. You could just feel the energy. We're ready to start fresh and start something new. And so I want to, first of all, welcome you guys to being on this call. It does take a time commitment, and I hear there's some kind of a game on that everybody's wanting to get off for, so I'll make this short and sweet. But congratulations on taking this step and making this a priority. And with that being said, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. So if you were on a few minutes before 8 o'clock, I asked you, if you use a calendar or some sort of a way to track your daily activity, whether it be all your kids' activities or your work or your exercise or your Dynamax, to go ahead and grab that, because that's what I want to talk about. My goal for tonight was to ask you, to challenge you to put it in writing, all of it, put it in writing. So what I've found here in the past couple weeks, couple months, is that people are saying, yeah, I've talked to this person and, you know, I'm gonna talk to this person, or, and there's really nothing to show for it or no accountability. And so my challenge to my team and to myself in all aspects is, this is the year of accountability. I don't know about you guys, but where I'm at in life, I'm tired of making excuses for bad behavior or bad habits or not doing what I say I'm going to do. And it's only to my own failure that I struggle. You know, it's letting yourself down is harder than I think letting other people down sometimes. And so I'm going to challenge you guys to do the same. This is our year of accountability. Let's hold each other. I mean, what an incredible team are we a part of? It is, if we don't have a support system in this, I can't even imagine what a support system would look like, because this team is awesome. It's exciting to see everybody and to visit. And I think holding each other accountable will only make it one step better. And so this topic for tonight is the year of accountability, our own accountability, as well as our team and our leaders and each other, for the weight loss challenge, for getting those businesses, those customers, and building our teams, getting those partners, and holding ourselves accountable and not making excuses for what's not working, for what we're trying. We're just going to find a way to change it. And so the way I do it, and I encourage you guys to do it, is to put it in writing. Whether you guys, I know a lot of gentlemen, this is how you hold yourself accountable. You guys are good about just putting it in electronically on your device and holding yourself accountable. You check it off. I, on the other hand, have two of these massive big O planners. And this is my, I'm a teacher. And so I have one that goes from August to August. Oh, I see everybody lifting theirs up. I have one that goes from August to August. And then my personal one goes from January to January. Yes. See, all us ladies. Okay. Gentlemen, are you guys all holding your phones? I don't know. How do you hold yourself accountable and keep track of everything? Yes. But we all have some sort of a system. All right. So my thing is, we've got to make Dynamax a priority. It's crazy. Joni and I were talking yesterday, I believe, about how often we hear from colleagues or friends or even people on our Dynamax team, man, I got to go back to school and get another degree, or I've got to find a different job. You know, we've got Dynamax and we value it for what it's worth, but we don't put it as a real opportunity to become whatever it is that we're trying to find. So my challenge to you is to put it in writing and to make Dynamax a priority. Move it to the front. I know in the past it's been easy to kind of push this to the side because there's guilt involved and you're taking time and there's to do Dynamax and life's kind of crazy. But we all know that this is going to be our plan A soon. And so why we're so quick to do that is hard for all of us to understand. So 2018 is your year to put Dynamax in the front, in the forefront. And there's a couple ways I would like to challenge you or to suggest, you know, find the system that works for you. But I'm big about finding your why. So right now, jot down, what is your 2018 why? What is your goal for this year? Is it a monetary amount? Is it a health amount? But it, I want it to be Dynamax specific. What do you expect to get out of your company, out of your business? You're your own boss. What do you expect out of 2018? And then break it down just a little bit more. What is your goal for January? You know, my goal into January is to get my business kickstarted. Take this momentum with all of you guys that were on the call, the team, the support, the leaders, and Bill and Jay and Taylor and Joni and all of those amazing people in Dallas. Let's take advantage of them and take this momentum and run with it. We've got the challenge that we can go. I mean, they've given us a perfect platform. So that's my goal, is to use this momentum and kind of quit making excuses of why it's not working and just go with it. And then write it down. So every week in my little planner, my little Bible, I call it, I have a middle section specifically for Dynamax because I want to see my progress. And so I'll hold up just a little bit, and there's a whole bunch of junk, so just bear with me. But right here, this whole middle section, every month of the year, is all Dynamax activity. And I've asked my team, and you know, I've set a minute goal that I want them to spend in Dynamax activity a day. And that can be making 3 contacts. There are so many opportunities right now with the products and the specials, the DMX kits. And I don't know, Taylor has talked about this a whole bunch on his Facebook stuff, but pay attention to your news feed. We're kind of old school, I think Instagram and Snapchat, you know, for the younger whippersnappers. But oh my gosh, once I started listening to him and I started paying attention to my Facebook news feed, I have been with 3 different people today giving out B4 stuff because they're working on their New Year's resolutions for the gym. And then everybody is fighting an illness. And so I have been pushing Lights On and Maximize, and it's crazy. You know, I'm like, I give them the ingredients list. I tell them my testimony, you know, my whole entire family from flu, strep, pneumonia, allergies, and cold. And I have yet to be sick. I'm knocking on wood because that's just my luck. But I'm confident that that's the reason why I haven't gotten sick anyways. And it's just, I've talked to 7 different people in the past 48 hours, and I've gotten legit business from them. The DMX kit, I sold one today to a friend because she's getting married and she wants to lose weight. Like, it is insane the opportunity that comes from just something that we play with every day, just being Facebook. So that can be on your weekly, like write it down. I've made time for it. I've made the contacts, and that's where it's leading me. Okay. And then after you've written it down, follow up. This is where I usually miss my chance, is I have made these contacts, I've given them product, I've given them testimony, and then I have to write it down or I'll forget to follow up. And so that's my own fault. So this is where that the year of accountability comes in, because obviously the creators of Dynamax, the company, they have set everything in place. This is where my lack of just doing it has caused me some issues, I think. And so I've written it down and I've got to follow up. And so that's my accountability to myself, is do the work. Like, you've done the hard stuff. I've made the initial contacts. I've met with them, talked to them. Now I got to follow up and kind of seal the deal. Find out where the company fits best for them, which products they're interested in. I've talked to some people. John Jowers, I don't know if he's on the call yesterday. You know, he's helped me contact one of my friends who had questions about before that I couldn't answer. And so I've just got to follow up with them and make sure, you know, where can I take this next? And every lead, I would say 9 times out of 10, is going to take us to some sort of either a customer or a future partner. And so those are the things that I'm really focusing on, is income producing activity as much as I can. That's the 3 contacts a day and then follow up 24, 72 hours later. Writing down my whys every month, my yearly why, and keeping those in the forefront. There's been a lot of talk in the mastermind group, if you guys listen, about keeping it in a mirror or in a visible place where you can see it every single day so you're constantly reminded why we're doing this, why we're all a part of this team, why we value this company and the product so much. So keep it visible. Focus on your whys. And then focus on your goals. What do you want to achieve? You know, we all have that. We're all here for a reason. You know, we're all aiming to be able to shave somebody's beard here in a couple months. We've got those goals, whether it's weight loss or you know, that residual income just to help with those little things every day. But then hold yourself accountable. We've got to quit playing the blame game. And nobody necessarily in particular, but that's just, I catch myself doing it. Well, it's not working because, well, it's my fault. It's the accountability. And so that's my goal this year, is to really focus on how I can change the situation and make it better for what I'm working for. And I challenge you guys to do the same. But the most important thing and the best way you're going to achieve this is to make it fun for you. So, you know, like I buy these fancy little planners and I bought a sticker book and some colored pens and I doodle and make it pretty and color coordinated. I mean, that's fun for me. Some of you guys just fell asleep. I saw it. There's cameras. I watched you guys fall asleep. Okay. That may not be fun for you, but find what makes it fun. If it's not enjoyable and it's not something we look forward to, we will never do it. No matter how much we love the company or how passionate we are about things. If it's not enjoyable or not fun, we're not going to do it. So find a system that works for you, hold yourself accountable, and let's get it done. The momentum and the excitement behind, and we don't even know what's coming yet here in the next couple months, but I can feel it. And I certainly hope you guys can. It's just going to be such an incredible year. And a year from now, I don't want to go, dang it, I wish. You know, I think that's the worst feeling, is regret, knowing that I could have done something about it and I chose not to. So we're all here for each other. We're, you know, it's a great team. I love all the faces and the familiarity and the camaraderie that all of us have together. It's really and truly awesome. And it's a privilege to work with you guys. And I know it's short and sweet, but let's get to that game. I think, yeah, that's everything. So income producing activity, hold yourself accountable, put it in writing, get your goals, your whys, and then just do it. Make it fun and go out there and do it. So Taylor, Joni, I don't know if there's anything else that needs to be said, but that's my spiel for the night. So happy New Year's, everybody.
Yes. Happy New Year's. Well done. Well done, my friend. Well done. Good job. Everyone, give her a round of applause. That's what's fun, is we can actually do that and see it. But so here's what I'm going to say. I agree 100%. And it's funny, I was writing stuff down while you were doing, I was sending people private messages. It's so true, you know, holding someone, you know, accountability, looking at your newsfeed more than just like pretty pictures, right? And I was going to do this earlier, but I forgot to do it. So I want to, do you see this little picture? If you can't see it very well, it's this little, it was in this magazine, and it's this little boy who's dressed up as Thor, but he's in like underoos, and he's got like a hammer, right? And I look at it and I say, he is a child, but he's dreaming to be Thor, the superhero. And sometimes that's us. And you know what? Sometimes all it takes is dressing up and presenting yourself and saying, I'm going to do it this year. You know, this is my year of accountability. And that little dude is little Thor. And I look at it and say, it doesn't matter if you have a dollar store hammer or if you have Thor's, you know, real hammer. If you're willing to put in the work, you can get it done. And so I love that. I love the accountability. I love what you had to say. So everyone, take her advice. And this is a year to step out of that comfort zone. This is a year to reach out to people. And I'm here to tell you, you will get it. So everyone, Miss Joni Walker.
I just have to say one thing, because I want to congratulate you, Emily, on an excellent call. And Taylor, you're spot on. But I would like to just say your calendar doesn't lie. Your calendar doesn't lie. I can always attribute what my weekly paycheck is based on my calendar. You might not like to hear it from a friend. You might not like to hear it from your sponsor. You might not like to hear it from a partner, but your calendar does not lie, and it's up to you to fill your calendar. Happy New Year. I'm more excited than ever about what's ahead. And Taylor, go ahead and end it. But that's, I just wanted to say, your calendar doesn't lie.
No, and totally agree, Miss Joni Pace. I agree. And you guys know, this is what's fun. This is what's exciting. And this challenge is a way for you to do it. It's a fun way to be able to include people, but it's a fun way for you to step out of your comfort zone and say, hey, I am doing this challenge for this company that I work for. Would you be willing to try this? Would you be willing to do this? And again, it's that accountability. And it's like I said today, find time to make lunch with people, find time to have coffee with people, find time to like meet up with somebody and go to the gym and say, hey, I'm doing this and I have to go to the gym. Do you want to come to the gym with me? And then while you're at the gym, you can talk and have those conversations. It's getting yourself in that mindset of always, always finding and building your business. So have a great night, Emily. Well done. Good to see everyone on here. Bossman Jay, love the beard. Let's get them off. So see you guys. Have a good night.
Bye, guys.